Blog Talk Radio.
Our destiny is greatness, people. Why?
Because God did it.
Come on with it.
Talk to him.
Hey. Hey. They can eat in the morning.
You know why they yawning, yawning.
You know why they yawning, yawning, yawning.
Talk to him.
Come on, Eddie.
Get them out the way.
Come on.
Hey, God, where about that?
We loosen the food bank.
Lathoric.
It's happening. Colossal! Our destiny is greatness.
Talk to him.
Yes, sir. Good. Talk to him.
Good man! That's right, baby. We are back. It is Motivational Monday! And we are ready to go today, baby. B, what's up with you, boy?
Man, what's happening? What's happening? I'm all good
what's
to go.
On,
the
good,
Eagles
brother.
Play tonight, and I couldn't be more excited to see the second debut of Mr. Carson Wentz. And it's just a good week. It's just a good week. Listen, we're all here. It's a great time to be alive. God is doing things in all of our lives, whether we can see them yet or not. And it is Motivational Monday. What's happening with you, bro?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a good time to be alive, as always, and as any time. And it's Motivational Monday, my favorite day and favorite start of the week, man. So it's a good day. It's a good day. I'm hyped. I got class tonight, though, so I'm going to miss half the game. I might miss all of it because these hours of sleep act like they just run away half the time. I don't know where they go. They just run away. They just run. They just be gone when I just wake up. It's just time for something else. But yes, sir. But I'm excited, good brother. I'm excited, man. My fantasy teams are doing well. Okay, got
That's
me another win this week. You know, it's a good week, and all I need now is the Eagles to just go ahead and seal a deal. Seal a deal.
That is very good to hear, my friend. I'm glad your fantasy team is doing well. I'm so happy to hear about it.
Yep. I'm still waiting for the dishes to get done by Eric after I put it on him last
week. I knew it. I knew it was coming.
Yes, sir. So immature. There's no need to fear. The only person this year to beat the defending reigning fantasy football champion. He's here. He's right here on the phone. Your host.
And on a Motivational Monday, you're talking about fantasy.
We got to motivate them to win, even if it's not real. You still got to win. You got to do what you can do. You know. That's what we have to do. But let us not bore them anymore. You know, let us get right into Motivational Monday. And give them what they need. They need motivation, and it's me beating Eric. And fantasy football is not enough motivation. I understand. We have plenty more. And we're going to give it to you right now. So let me get out the way. E, you know, Motivational Monday starts right now. Get them outside the head, good brother.
Our quote of the day. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm coughing and I've got some kind of thing going on with me. I don't know if it's a cold or fever or whatever. Something's happening, and I don't have control over it. But excuse the bodily noises that you hear. Anyway, like Nick said, Motivational Monday starts now. Our quote of the day, I refuse to follow those rules that society has set up and the way they control people with low self-esteem, with improper information, with branding, with marketing. I refuse to follow those rules. It's about the truth. It's about truth. It's about information. It's about awesomeness. And the only luxury is time, the time you spend with your family. Forget about that last part. Maybe Nick will deal with it. But family, spending time with family is great. It's cute. You need that. but this is Motivational Monday. And this is a quote from Kanye West. And one more time, before I attempt to dissect the words, I want you to pay attention. I refuse, Kanye West says, to follow those rules that society has set up and the way they control people with low self-esteem, improper information, branding, marketing. I refuse to follow those rules. It's about truth. It's about information. It's about awesomeness. And the only luxury is time. Okay? Now, Kanye West has a bunch of quotes. He has a he's becoming a man who's so timelessly quote-worthy. And most of his quotes are true, yet ridiculous. I mean, Kanye West is also the man who said, "I'm too busy writing history to read it." He says things time and time again that make you say, "Well, wait a second." But when you sit down and you pay attention to what he says, you kind of get a sense and a wherewithal for the kind of confidence Kanye West has. Kanye West has a different kind of confidence. Now, many say he's cocky and he's arrogant, and trust me, he is. However, so was Kobe. to a certain extent, so was Barack Obama. He's cocky and arrogant enough to think that as a 35-year-old, he could enter the race to become president of the United States. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, 70 years old, the both of them. I mean, he had to be kind of cocky to do that. He had to think he was absolutely the greatest at what he does. And that's the kind of brashness that you need. You need that brashness to the level which people on the outside confuse you for having a head that's just a little too big. They confuse you for running a little too fast. They confuse you for lifting weights a little too strong. Just who the hell do you think you are? I mean, you're still the guy from North, the skinny kid from North Philly with the cornrows in his head. I mean, you're still the basketball player from Ben Salem. You're still who I saw you as. Why do you think you can do so much so fast? Well, I'll tell you how. I refuse to follow those rules that society has set up and the way they control people with low self-esteem, with improper information, with branding, with marketing. I refuse to follow those rules. It's about truth. It's about information. It's about awesomeness. And the only luxury is time. I tell you one thing, what we try our best to do every Motivational Monday, we try to be about truth. We try to be about information. And Wednesday and Tuesday as well. I don't know why I said Monday, but we try to be about truth, information, and awesomeness, okay? Because affecting others is the best and most fulfilling way that you can affect yourself. And that's what Kanye realized, and that's what we realized, and that's what I want you to realize. I mean, you can do your thing. You can dance. You can sing. You can do whatever self-glorifying talent you have. But at the end of the day, do you really try to spew truth and information? Do your best with what you have, with the platform you have to do that, and to do it in an awesome way. And when it comes to success, you run as fast as you want. You lift weights as strong as you can lift them, okay? You let your head look as big as it can look. Don't mind the rules that people try to give you. Now, time is deep. There's topics within this quote. This quote is laced with subjects that I could spend 30 minutes talking about. But I'm going to try and just wrap up what I missed in the next minute and a half so that we can hear from our guy, Minister Nick Christian. One metaphor that personally I've created. You may think it's stupid, but a metaphor, a comparison, a correlation, if you will, that I've created for time is I like to think of time as a mouse. A mouse, okay? Now, you know when you see a mouse, when you spot a mouse, and when the mouse knows that you've spotted it, a mouse runs. A mouse runs really fast. It kind of, I mean, you can step on a cockroach. You can step on a grasshopper. You can step on bugs. But you good if you can step on a mouse. You understand now?
Yes.
The only people who really step on mice are the people who were designed to chase mice. And these people are cats. So, as you can assume, I like to think of myself as a cat. Time as a mouse. Now, the mouse runs, and I'm constantly chasing time. I'm constantly chasing the mouse of time. And I like to think that within the mouse is my dream. You understand? All the meat, all of the flesh, all of the stuff that I want to feast on, you know, all of the Comedy Central shows, all of the movies, everything that my dream holds is inside, is the flesh inside that mouse. But mice are hard to catch. You can't stop. You can't take a break. You never see a cat just sit down and say, you know what, I'm going to let the mouse go ahead. No, the cat, the cat is constantly after the mouse, and that's the way you've got to be after your dream, because it's going to run. And the more it runs, the more tired you become. But like a cat, you cannot rest. You have to be after your dream. You have to be after time, because time waits for no man. Time will tick. The mouse will run, whether you like it or not. If you take a, you can take a break, but time won't. So you got to keep chasing your dream. And society will always try to make you become who they want you to be. If you're black and you wear a hoodie, they'll try to make you a thug. If you're white and you wear glasses, maybe they'll try to make you a nerd. I mean, society has rules. But like Kanye West, you have to understand that the only people who make rules about you are you. And you have the power to make society see you the way you want to be seen. And there's going to come a time when you have a choice, whether you want to sell out to be society's puppet or whether you want to make society your puppet. You can change the world. You can. And you can change them, first of all, by letting them realize that they have no control over how you're seen and how you succeed and how you chase your dreams and how you do what you do. So do what you do and do it.
Oh, yeah, bro. Oh, yeah. That was good. That was good. You gave them a high-quality 10 minutes of content, content that's much different than what I'm about to give them, because I'm glad you covered the top, because all I want to talk about is this one sentence right here, and the only luxury is time. I ain't talking about their family. I'm not talking about, you know, low self-esteem. I'm not talking about wrong information, branding, marketing. I just want to talk about time. That's all I'm going to talk about. Because, you see, time is precious. It's a precious thing. It's a precious thing. And when Kanye mentions the luxury of time within this quote, what he is talking about is something you can never get back. Saying I can go out, I can buy me a Louis Vuitton bag, or, you know, a Louis Vuitton suitcase. I can go out and get me an Audemars or some kind of Tim Tebow watch, you know. But all those things will come back if I lose it. Somebody steals it, I no longer have that. You know, I no longer got it. But I can always go and buy another one. But you see, this thing called time, you can't get it back. You know, you can probably watch a movie and rewind it, but you're still using more time to rewatch it. There's no going back in time. That what you do
in your day is how you spend that day. You can't change that day tomorrow. And so what he's saying is that's the only luxury. That's the only thing that is priceless. That is the only thing that you can't change, that you time. If you talk to somebody that's spiritual, they say time is built on swift transition. Okay.
Yes.
But you see, the thing about time is it's yours. It's yours. Time uniquely is one thing, but it has many different owners. You see, a watch, you buy it, and it's only selective few that own that brand, that style, that specific watch that you wear on your wrist. You can buy a car, and depending on your financial status and economic status, there may be only a selective few that drive in that car. But time, everybody has time, but not everybody uses their time wisely. Not everybody are good owners of that time, good possessors of that time. And so that's what we're talking about today. In addition to what Eric spoke to, that was weird. In addition to what E spoke to, we're talking about using your time wisely. You know, in the box, in the description of the show, I asked some questions. I asked, are you a procrastinator? You know, are you always late? Do you value your time, your own time? Do you value other people's time? These are questions that will ultimately end up defining you if the answer is yes or no. Yes to being a procrastinator and to always being late. No to you valuing your time and other people's time. That can get you disowned, okay? Cut ties. Don't waste my time. Don't waste my time. Okay, but the real reason why I brought this show up is because I think that I have a unique perspective on time, and I like to look at it, and I like to talk about it. Okay, see what I do with my time is because I am fully aware of my flaws with procrastination, with discipline, with attention to detail, with the little things that I struggle with. And so in lieu of that, what I do is I've created this thing and coined this thing called structured growth. Now, I may not be the first person that has brought this upon their life. I may not be the first person that follows these rules, but I've never heard it before me. And so I'm going to say that I started it. And so someone comes along and shows me I did. Okay? That's neither here nor there. We're moving on. And so this thing called structured growth, I have in my life because I'm not willing to give myself the opportunity to do it myself with my time. And what I mean by it is growth, okay? I'm not willing to leave my growth up to my discipline, to my ability to balance my time. I'm not willing to leave it to that. I'm going to guarantee my growth every single day because I'm going to structure it in my day. I'm going to say that this growth is going to happen because I'm going to class this day. And my competitive spirit says that I know I'm going to strive for an A in that class, which means every day that I'm in that class, I'm going to learn something new. I'm going to apply some kind of concept. I'm going to apply some kind of exegetical theories. I'm going to do something in that class to make sure I get better that day. And that's academically. But see, on my job, I'm going to say, I'm going to figure out something I don't know today. It doesn't matter if it's an acronym. It doesn't matter if it's a system, a process, a slogan, whatever it is. I'm going to figure out something that I don't know today. And that's my goal every single day. And you know what? It's half the time it happens innately. At this point I don't even need to write it down anymore. Half the days I don't even know that I learned multiple things that day. I don't even need to write it down because it happens every single day now. Like if you ask me on a Friday, yo, what'd you learn today that you didn't know before? I'd really have to think because it'll be a couple things. But I have an answer for you every single time. Because that's structured growth. Structured growth is there won't be a day that goes by without growth happening.
structured growth is it's in the schedule. No matter if you procrastinate or not, you're going to get better. And that's great use of your time. That's great use of your time. Because you're putting yourself in predicaments where it's uncomfortable, gruesome, but growth is going to happen. And that's life. That's life. That's poignant use of your time. Now, listen, like I said before, this is my way. Okay, this is how I do it. This is not the only way. This is not the right way. This is how I do it. Now, if you've got a better way that you structure your time, if you got the discipline where you don't need it to be structured, you can say, I'm going home and I'm putting in, you know, he's got hours, okay? He's got a quota. He's got things that he does that I wouldn't do because I don't have that kind of discipline. But I'm self-aware. So I know, okay, I don't have that kind of discipline, so I need to make sure that I address that flaw or that, I don't even know if it's a flaw. I need to make sure that I address that area of my life so that I can continue to get the growth that I need, okay? That's the difference. So it's your time. That's the title of this show. It's your time. And the reason why we're talking about it's your time because you don't have to do it my way. You don't have to do it E's way. But what you have to do is you have to value your time. You have to make sure that with the time that God has given us, 24 hours, that you allocate the right amount of sleep, that you allocate the right amount of workout time, the right amount of growth time, the right amount of study time, the right amount of God's time, and that you're getting all of these things accomplished on a day-to-day basis. Because that's how you're going to get better. That's how you're going to get a better relationship with God. That's how you're going to get a better relationship with the people around you. That's how you're going to grow. That's how you're going to strengthen that muscle called a brain. That's how you're going to get promotion. That's how you're going to just get better every single day. And that's using your time wisely. Don't come up to me, okay, and tell me you ain't got no time while we at a cookout. Don't tell me that. Don't come up to me and say nothing like that to me, okay? Don't say that to me. Because I've missed so many parties on a Saturday night when I really wanted to go. Oh, just some of the best parties of the year. So don't go to a party with me and tell me you don't got no time. I don't want to talk to you about time if you say that to me. I don't want to talk about it. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. What you want me to say? How does that conversation end? What do you want me to say? I don't have no time either? I don't know what to say. I'm just going to say, okay, what do we say next? You know, I mean, like, who cares? Just keep going. Keep pushing. Go get it done. You know, we all got time issues, okay? We all got time issues. I go to work 9 to 5, get out of work at 5:30, come home at 6:15. I got class at 37. I got to make a plate. I got to go 7 to 10. My day is gone. That's structured growth. I'm happy about it. I'm not complaining. I'm telling you that that's what I need to do to make sure that I'm getting better in my career and I'm getting better on my job. Because those two things right now are separate. And so in my mind, I got to make sure that I'm getting better in both. But when I get home from work, I tell you right now, without that structured growth, it ain't easy to sit down in the classroom and put my head in the book. It ain't easy. But I tell you what, I'm going to sell in class. I'm going to get that A in that class because that's my competitive spirit. That's my competitive nature. So I'm going to put myself in a competitive environment to make sure that I'm doing the best with my time. Okay? So the moral of this whole thing is you've got to understand who you are first. That's the "your" in the sentence. If I just titled this show, "It's Time," well, then, you know, I could just say anything I wanted. But the first thing you've got to do is you've got to understand who you are. Stop fighting the fact that you procrastinate. It is what it is. You're grown now. Ain't no need to run. You're grown. Grown woman, grown man. And you're still talking about, no, I am procrastinate. Why you sitting there twiddling your thumbs, scrolling Facebook for 30 minutes? You procrastinate. Okay, you procrastinate. So what are you going to do to handle that? How are you going to address the fact that you are a procrastinator? Put yourself in predicaments where procrastinating is an option. See, the thing about procrastinators is they eventually get it done. They just do it last minute. So you need to make sure that you got so much stuff going on that everything comes at the same time. So you're doing everything last minute, but you're getting everything done, which means you're growing. You just got to make it that way. That's how you got to do it. And before you know it, you're going to get tired of sweating, your hairline receding, and your hair turning gray, and you're going to start doing stuff in enough time so you're not stressed out. So the first thing you got to do, and I'm moving on because we got segments. The first thing you got to do is you got to understand who you are. You got to get to your flaws. You got to accept them. Yes, work on them. Don't live in them. Work on them, but you have to adjust accordingly to them for you to grow until those things are no longer an issue. Okay, be conscious about them, but also adapt so that your growth is not encumbered by your flaws. Understand them, get better. And then when you understand your flaws, adjust your schedule accordingly, okay? If you don't have the discipline to structure 8 hours after your job to put in the work that you need, or 4 hours after your job, or 10 hours on a weekend to put in the work that you need to get the goal that you need to get to, then you need to structure it so to where you're in someone's classroom, to where you're in some kind of training, to where you're doing whatever it is that you're doing is structured in your day. It's mandatory. You can't get around it. Even if it means it's 6 hours at the library without your cell phone or without any kind of devices, whatever you need to do, you need to structure that in your day so that work gets done without any procrastination. That's how you address it.
Nice.
Okay? That's what you got to do. So listen, we're moving, E. We got to move.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. I'm excited for these segments. You told us some great things. You told us some great things that everybody's different, and how not how to get things done, because like you said, they're different for everybody. But the mindset you need to have to get things done. That was good. Come on.
Yes, sir. All right, here we go. Excuse me, I'm sorry. So listen, we're starting off with the word or phrase that'll last you 7 days. Now, I've been giving y'all these Hebrew words and these Greek words, and I figured I needed to just get back to our language, you know. And I apologize because I've been studying. I'm in the Hebrew class now, and I've been looking at the root words of Greek to kind of translate them back to English for sermons that I'm writing right now. But I'm getting back to English. I'm getting back to English, okay? And this word that I got here is an interesting word because it is what it means, okay?
Nice.
Here's what I'm saying. The word is sesquipedalian, okay? Now, I tried to break it down like the syllable breaks it down, okay? It's sesquipedalian, okay? Now, the word actually means having many syllables. Okay, it actually means big words. You speak with big words. Let me use it in a sentence. Let me think about it. Hold on. What's the guy's name? Eric Farrell is a sesquipedalian comedian. Okay, he does comedy. He does comedy with big words. That's how to use that joint right there. Now just go ahead and write that down and how to use that today. Ooh, you're sesquipedalian. Yeah, just use that in the office today. Just use that in the office today. When somebody says a big word. Ooh, you're sesquipedalian, and they're gonna be like, hey, what's that mean? You out here using big words with long syllables, with a lot of syllables. We're moving on.
Hold on. Yeah. Shut up. My fault. But yeah, I do want you to do that real quick. But I also want to take a second to say thanks to our live listeners for listening, because we're going to be 1 or 2 minutes late here. But I really appreciate all the live listeners. And if you like, you can tweet us, Facebook us, and we'll give you the scripture of the week, the post picker tweet of the week, if you want it. So, yeah, go ahead. Spell the word.
Okay, listen. I'm not going to spell it. I'm going to just get right to the post and get to the scripture. Listen,
cool.
Never get hindered by the crowd around you. Not everyone wants you to succeed, okay? Never get hindered by the crowd around you. Not everyone wants to see you succeed. This post is on Facebook because I'm never on Twitter. So if you want to tweet me, you better tweet Nick and Eric. And this one is from Reese Lovelace, okay? And he quoted Bishop Kenneth White, okay? Great quote on Facebook, all right? And listen, our scripture of the week, okay, it is Daniel's prayer from the temple. And I want to go with Daniel chapter 9, verses 5 through 6, and it says, "We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, which spake into thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, in all the land of the people. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces at this day, to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all of Israel that are near and that are far off, through all countries whither thou hast driven them because of their past. They have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, thou we have rebelled against him." Okay, now this is a prayer. This is giving God thanks. This is giving God praise. And this is telling God that all of our problems, all of our situations, all the things that are coming against thee, we fret not of them, because all of them belong to the Lord, and he will handle all of those. That's everything. Okay, now, a lot of listeners are gone. I tried to squeeze that in. I might have missed them. They're gone. But listen, I'm going to go back to the word. I want to spell it so that y'all don't think I'm crazy and I'm out here just making up stuff. Okay?
Okay. So look at that.
Now, here it is. It's spelled S. Let me see how I can do this. I guess S is not one of the words you got to give a big word to. S. Echo S Q U I P Echo Damon A L I A N. Did you get that, E?
You know, kinda, but it's okay.
I'm gonna give it to him one more time.
Okay.
S as in Samuel, E as in Echo, S as in Samuel, Q, U, I, D as in dog, A, L, I, A, N.
Sesquidalian. Okay, cool. I like that.
Yeah. Sesquidalian. Okay, and it just means to have a lot of syllables and speak with big words. So just go ahead and use that today. When somebody says a word you don't know, you just hit them with the, "Ooh, you're a Sesquidalian." That's high quality. Just use it just like that.
It's good to have words. It's good to have words that describe situations that you're in a lot. You know, I'm not saying that this is you or me, but...
Well, it's certainly you.
I mean, I'm just saying that it's one good way to improve your vocabulary by finding a nice vocab word, sesquidalian word that describes an emotion that you typically have. So if you always feel awkward, find different ways to describe it, and you can, because you'll find yourself reaching for those words more often and you'll be improving your vocabulary. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I just hang out with E all the time, and I don't even look for big words no more. I just go hang out with E. Let me see what I can get from him today, and then I just go ahead and just use that. You know, "Oh, that's a nice word. Thank you." And in my mind, I'm just thinking, "E, thanks to E."
Nice.
All right, we're getting up out of here.
Yeah. Now tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm giving you guys five things and because I promised them, and we're diving back into politics, and it's going to be a great Tuesday. And I'm going to go ahead and leak right now that we got Councilwoman Cindy Bass rejoining us on Who We Got Wednesday. So we got a good week lined up. Go ahead, bro.
Oh yeah, we got a great week lined up with Councilwoman coming back to talk to us. Listen, if you didn't get anything from this show, you didn't listen. So everyone who got all that they got from the show, we're talking about time. Remember, it's your time, and you got to use it wisely. But we also want you to remember that your destiny, my destiny, Eric's destiny, all of our destiny
is greatness. And it's not because of you. It's not because of me. It's not because of E. Our destiny is greatness. Why, brother? Come on with you.
Because God did it.
That's right. Our destiny is greatness because God did it. I'll holler at you. Y'all be easy. Peace.